Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ron and Anian.
A scan tool is a good device, but it's an intermediate tool. You can use it to troubleshoot most of what's going on under the hood.
But you can buy me a boat.
The Car Doctor.
You could check the in-service date of this vehicle. If it was a late model year sell by some miracle, you might still be under extended warranty.
Yeah, I went to the Toyota place in the city, and they said it's not.
Right, so that's usually the answer.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
I want to talk about it's a full moon week at the shop. You could tell it was a full moon because it was just weird. As many crazies as you thought you had, I had more. I think the best story from this week has to be the woman who came in on Monday. Now, about 12:45 on Monday, I don't know this woman. I've never seen her before. I wasn't working on her car. I'm not working on her car. I have no clue who she is. What would you think if somebody came in and you're an auto repair shop and she said, "Do you work here?" And I'm like, "Yeah." My right side says the name of the shop, the other side says my name, Ron. Yep, pretty sure. I look at my shirt. Yep, that's me. I work here. Can I leave my suitcase here? Excuse me? Well, I live 4 blocks up the street, and I'm going to the airport on Wednesday, and I thought if I left my suitcase here, I wouldn't have to walk it all the way down the street. When I go to get on the train, I can just stop in, get my suitcase, and then go get on the train and go to the airport. What do you say to that? And that's real. That really happened this week. 50-something years in auto repair, and I don't think I've ever had, I'm not a hotel. This isn't a valet service. We're here to fix your car. I don't want that responsibility. Can you see this thing picking up fumes from the shop or something, and it goes through TSA and it sets off some kind of an alarm, and they're going to ask her, was your bag out of sight in the previous 48 hours? Yeah, I had it over at, this auto repair shop. You kidding me? Every FBI agent in the country will descend on Waldwick, New Jersey. Like, come on. What is this all about? It was that kind of week. Go ahead. Top that. That's the kind of week I'm coming from, sitting here talking to you today, which I love to do.
I would pay to see that.
Tom, it was, what do you say to that? And I just sat looking at her.
I have no clue.
And the demon side of me said, I should go get some black gunpowder, rub it on the outside of the bag, and let her go through TSA. But, woman pinned at Newark Airport. You know, could you see the riot it would cause? But I don't know what to say to these people half the time. Please. Anyway, so that was the kind of week I had. So I'm a little shot, no pun intended. I'm a little beat up this week, so be gentle as we go through this hour of the Car Doctor at 855-560-9900. Let's get the garage doors open. I've got a great story for you a little later on about a 15 Acura and some how crazy it was. But let me start here. Ralph, how can I help you, sir? Save me.
Oh, hi, Ron. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you, sir.
Moved up here to New Hampshire, and I've been trying to get this car fixed for about 8 years.
Okay.
It's a 2012 Camry. It has a hesitation in it when you drop down from, say, 40 or 50 miles an hour down to maybe 20. You take your foot off the gas, and as soon as you put your foot back on the gas, it's nothing. It's just like the engine dies, and it takes 5 or 6 seconds, maybe 7, before anything will happen, and then all of a sudden the car will take off like a rocket.
Okay.
So I brought it back several times to Toyota. They said the first time they just reinstalled the computer software, nothing, didn't do anything. And then one of the times I got really ticked off at them, I said, this is the fourth time you guys have looked at it, and it's still the same. Do you ever take it out for a ride? And they said, yeah. This time they said they replaced the converter, best I can tell you, something to do with where the flywheel is.
Torque converter. So they put a torque converter in it.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And nothing that they've done three or four times in the shop has mattered. I now have 130,000 miles on it, and I had to live with this hesitation.
So
I don't know what to make of it.
Well, my question is this engine or transmission? From what you're describing, it sounds transmission in nature. V6 or four cylinder?
It's a V6.
Okay. So the V6 is pretty bulletproof. I mean, the four-cylinder is not too shabby either, Ralph, but the V6 is pretty bulletproof. As far as hesitation, the simple things, but it would be in all gears. You would think about throttle bodies. You would think about air leaks in the intake duct, things like that. Has anybody tried to diagnose it from, you guys hear me say this all the time, let's prove what's good. Does the engine, if we looked at fuel trim, Ralph, if you went to your doctor and you said, Doc, I got this weird problem when I do this, this, and this, they're going to run you through the steps, right? They're going to do heart rate, blood pressure, take a blood sample. They're going to look at all the things just trying to gather information. Has the dealer or the shop that's working on this tried to gather information? Or are they just trying to chase the problem? It's a component. It's this. It's that. What's their approach been?
Well, as I say, they installed the software, then they did the torque converter. And the last time I did it was about a month ago. I had there's a thing where you flush the transmission. I mean, that's what they wanted to do. So they flushed it and put in a new filter, nothing worked. Here in New Hampshire, when we went down to like 12 degrees or 8 degrees in the morning when I started it up, it wouldn't, you put it in drive and it wouldn't go in, just the engine would race up until it warmed up and then it would be fine.
All right.
But that's the only symptom I could point to that, I just don't have any clue. Nobody else seems to have any clue. They don't seem to be very...
It sounds like you need a transmission, Ralph. So
yeah, it could be, but...
Well, here's why, okay? Because the last piece of the puzzle you just gave me solidified it in my head without seeing it, without going through some other testing. So, an automatic transmission is about hydraulics, okay? You ever watch a bucket loader or a bulldozer work? The silver pistons come out of the arms, and that's all hydraulics. And you ever see one where it's wet, it's leaking, it's physically wet running down the sleeve, and that bulldozer doesn't have the oomph. It doesn't have the hydraulic power. The rubber seals, the seals are leaking. All right, the hydraulics. You'll actually hear certain cars with bad transmissions, they'll have a whine to them. I don't know if this is making any noise yet, because like on a bulldozer or a bucket loader, as the seal leaks, it allows oxygen to be drawn in and it aerates the fluid and it creates a whine or it creates a distortion in sound of how the hydraulics are working. If you have to sit there on cold days and allow this vehicle to warm up, you're describing the classic you know, the classic hydraulic failure where a seal is leaking and either the trans is not picking up a fluid prime or a circuit is not being charged in terms of filled with fluid to the correct pressure level where it'll actually engage and cause the trans to operate.
I see. Does it matter to you that it was that way since the day I bought it?
No.
I bought it at 12 or 15. No.
Okay. No. I've seen. You ever see new cars be bad? You know. Listen. In my world, you know what the definition of new is, right?
No.
Never worked. You know, and I can show you that a half a dozen different ways. You know, if we had a camera and a television set, I can't tell you the number of new parts, the new things that I get that are, you know, that never ever worked. I mean, this is the way it is. It sure sounds like it's a seal that's out of place. You know, it may not be a wear item. It may be something that isn't properly sealed in terms of, but it's something in the hydraulics in that transmission. If that trans doesn't engage when it's cold for the first 4 or 5 minutes, then we've got some sort of a hydraulic circuit, cross leak, failure, rubber seal, something that trans needs to come out and be torn down to inspect. Why they haven't done it at this point, I don't know. You know, 8 years is a long time. 8 years is a long time, brother.
Otherwise, the car is fine.
Right.
That problem of it not working and it's cold is only a recent thing, like the last 2 years. But it's been, you know, honestly, I've had so many people look at this thing. I'm tired of him telling me something and it's not actually that
the case. So you know, it may be. Now, if we're at the end of our rope, Ralph, if you're kind of at that point where, you know, you're not quite sure what to do and you want to try a Band-Aid in a can, as I call it.
Okay.
All right. There's a company out there called Lucas, L-U-C-A-S, white bottle, blue ink, I think a red label on it somewhere. They make some really neat trans additives. They make an anti-slip additive, and they make a seal enhancer product. All right.
Okay.
And, you know, you got nothing to lose. The trans is already broken, in my opinion. you know, the only problem is anytime I tell somebody about a Band-Aid in a can is you run the potential of, and I don't see why, but I always say this to be cautious, could you make it worse? Yeah, I guess we're, you know, but then again, it's to the point where you can't drive it now anyway from the sounds of it. So what's the difference?
Yeah, well, I can drive it, but it's annoying as all get out. And you're trying to step on the gas, and it's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
I don't have to tell you that.
Right. Yeah. No.
I just want to say thank you for.
No. I understand 100%. Ralph, I understand 100%. Okay. There's nothing more annoying than a car that doesn't work right. But you know, you could try some Lucas. If you've got an AutoZone by you, AutoZone should carry Lucas products. They carry just about everything else, and I'm almost certain they have the Lucas, but you'll get out to your local AutoZone. You'll find it there. You'll find it online at AutoZone.com. And give that a try.
Yeah, it's right around the corner from me.
There you go.
Yeah, I will. And you know, I appreciate that. I share just, your philosophy, by the way, about taking good care of cars. I take good care of my cars.
So, I understand. I understand. Now, you may have to lower the trans fluid a little bit. You know, you don't want to overfill the trans, so be careful when you add that. You may want to, you know, I don't know which mechanic you want to go to, but explain to him what you want to do. But you may want to draw a little out before you add in, you know, what you're doing there. And I don't know if in 12 that car has a dipstick, so you've got to be careful. It might be a little difficult. You may have to have a shop do it.
Yeah.
So, all right.
It doesn't actually have a dipstick, yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Ron, very, very much.
You're very welcome, Phil. That. Good luck to you. Wow. 8 years. That's crazy. That's I can't imagine the frustration in trying to fix something for 8 years and just, oh God, I can never retire. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Vehicle not taking you where you want to go? Well, call Ron. He's the expert at making your vehicle take you where you need it. 855-560-9900. And now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's go over to Ian in Montreal and see what's going on here. 14 Dodge Charger. Ian, welcome to the Car Doctor.
Yeah, hi, Ron. Thanks for taking my call. So I've had this Charger since new. I've got 60,000 miles on it. Last week, my dashboard lights came on for the traction control and ABS. So I've got a Launch flat scanner, a tablet-style scanner, which I love very much. I plugged it in, and the code that stuck out was C003A for Alpha, dash 62, right wheel speed sensor signal compare failure.
Okay.
So when I went into the live data and I compared the left and right, the left signal was a very nice speed over time curve. The right signal was flatline, no signal at all.
Gotcha.
So my question, is this the wheel sensor that went bad? I did order a replacement. I have it. I haven't had a chance to install it yet. And do these sensors just go bad just like that? And is there any way to test them
off
the car?
Yes, to all of it. So, okay. First of all right, and I mentioned this on every Chrysler ABS call I think I've had in the last 10 years, just because it when I hear Chrysler and ABS, it still sends shivers up my spines. We had an 06 Chrysler 300C, oh gosh, it's got to be 7-8 years ago, that had sat for a very long time and was very rusty. And this was the generation of Chrysler where they had a magnetic wheel speed sensor. What a genius idea this was for ABS. And if the magnet got rusty, if the magnet cracked, if the magnet lost its magnetic strength, it just didn't work right. And it was so difficult to diagnose. You actually needed a lamp scope and, you know, a lot of time. So as long as we are talking conventional ABS, and I believe we are, I believe you have a tone ring, a toothed tone ring, a physical metal toothed tone ring. This is nothing more than a pickup coil inside of a distributor. You've got two wires. You've got two wires coming out of the sensor, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if I remember right, the right rear is going to be dark green, light blue, dark green orange, if I remember right.
I don't have the color codes in my head, but we'll go with that.
Okay. So, you know, one of those is going to be positive, one of those is going to be negative. All right?
Right.
So we could simply follow that wiring harness up underneath the car. Where does it go? Chrysler has a very good habit of putting the left and right rear wheel speed sensor connectors very close to each other.
They are. They're right. They're going through the same hole, like up underneath where, I guess, the spare tire well is.
Bingo. So why can't we get some jumpers, disconnect them, all right, and make the right rear sensor feed the left channel and the left sensor feed the right channel?
I actually tried that, but the connectors are different. The left connectors and the right connectors are different.
No, you're going to have to get some jumpers and spade terminals and get a little creative here.
Yeah, I can make a harness for it. I can do that, sure.
Right. And then at least we prove I don't think you can swap sensors, but I have been known to swap sensors. What that will prove is that the harness going forward
is okay.
And that will prove that the controller, the ABS controller, is okay. All right?
Right. Okay.
Now, what we're expecting to see a left rear speed sensor failure.
Exactly.
Right. Because that tells us the problem is either the sensor or the tone ring. You can see the tone ring, right? It's just a notched ring. You've looked at it carefully. There's no brakes.
Well,
there's no rust.
I have to take the brakes.
Right.
I got to take the brakes off for everything,
right,
and then undo the hub nut to be able to look inside and see the tone ring, because the tone ring is right on the end of the axle.
So if you pull the sensor, can you pull the sensor out and then take using a light, or if you have a borescope, here's a reason to go buy more tools, and spin the axle slowly and look at the tone ring that way?
I could try that. Yeah, I've already got the sensor out, and I have a brand new replacement part. When I took the old one out, I measured it with my ohm meter on the 2,000 ohm scale. It's the only place I could get a reading, and it read about 600 ohms one way and infinite ohms the other way. And when the new part came in, then again, it could be, never ever worked. When the new part came in, I got the same reading on the multimeter. So I'm wondering if it's a sensor issue or if I've got to now go underneath the spare tire and check that harness and probe it back, which I really don't want to do, but you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do. The other thing is find the sensor positive wire. All right.
Right.
And I believe on that, and you should look at a wiring diagram. I believe pin 43, I want to say 43, 42. No, 42 is the negative. Pin 43 is the positive on that, and pin 4, that should be the dark green, light blue, if I remember this right. Dark green, light blue, right. Yeah, that's how I recall it. The dark green, light blue should be positive. You should have 12 volts there, all right? And if you want to compare, you should have the same thing on the left side, right?
Okay.
You should have the same 12 volts, all right?
Okay.
And that's your positive leg. And then, if you've got 12 volts, you can swap the harness. You can move your positive and negative legs around, all right? And you can replicate the problem on the left channel. That tells us that the right sensor portion down to the wheel is bad, whether it's the tone ring or the sensor. And now we've got to look at it. I find doing resistance checks on ABS sensors doesn't always work out. I don't find it to be reliable. And I've resorted to the other testing. So good luck to Ian. Let me know what happens. If you need more, by all means, give us a call back. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Back. Ron Nane, the Car Doctor here. 855-560-9900 is the phone number again. 855-560-9900. You can call, leave a message there, by the way, during the week, and we will call you back. We're actually setting up a form on the website, a contact us form, sort of like Wednesday night with the Car Doctor. We're going to try and, record some calls for future shows. So just because the response is overwhelming, you guys want us 24/7, so we're trying to have a life and get to you at the same time. So understand, but you can get out to cardoctorshow.com and the contact us form should be up shortly as well. So you can reach us there. I want to talk a little bit about this 2015 Acura MDX that we worked on this week in the shop. You know, as if the woman who wanted to leave her suitcase, the woman that I don't know wanted to leave her suitcase for baggage pickup when she went to the airport 2 days later, which is, if you caught the beginning of the show, that's what we were talking about there, about the strange things that happened in a repair shop. We had a 2015 Acura MDX came into the shop at RA Automotive this week, and check engine light was on. And, you know, normal diagnosis, it had a P0497 and a P145 Charlie, P145C, both of which point towards an evaporative emission system with a flow problem that it's not seeing. You know, what's happening is what those fault codes are saying is when the purge valve opens, when the vent valve shuts, and they're trying to purge the canister, they're trying to vacuum the fumes out of the canister, so to speak, they're not seeing a change in state of the fuel tank pressure sensor. They don't see it drop as it's supposed to. A fuel tank pressure sensor on this Acura, like a lot of vehicles, sits around 2.5 volts. It's calibrated for atmosphere. And then when the system goes into purge, they're expecting that to go into a vacuum state and the voltage would be pulled lower. They didn't see that, so it set those codes. So some diagnosis later, and, you know, we got out our Opus scan tool, and we were able to, Opus actually makes it very easy. They give us the ability to one-button test the system. They've taken the factory test and made it better because we were one button, and we were able to close the vent, open the purge, and bring up the individual sensors that we want to watch, fuel tank pressure, fuel tank voltage, and, purge duty cycle because it's a duty cycle purge event, and watch the show. And, you know, first time through, I didn't see a change in FTP voltage. Yeah, it varied a little bit, but not much. It was like it went from 2.53 to 2.52, which is like a nothing. So, you know, some diagnosis later, and it came to the conclusion that it's a bad purge valve. I said, that's the only thing it can be. And I took it apart and I proved it. You know, it's rare, but it happens. And in this case, the purge valve was stuck shut. You know, it was funny. You could hear the purge valve click up front of the engine. You could feel the purge valve click. You could hear the purge valve click. It did everything it was supposed to do. The only thing it didn't do was allow engine vacuum to be passed through it to allow vacuum to come out the other side to actually do the purging. And I had to get out my 2-ounce diagnostic ball peen hammer while it was going into its purge event and gave it a, and all of a sudden we had vacuum. We went, well, look at that, fixed. We need a purge valve. Now the concern is it's a 2015, it's 9 going on 10 years old, it's a 150,000 mile vehicle. I looked at the response rate on the vent valve back at the canister, and that was getting tired. So I said, you know what? Let's put two solenoids in this. Let's change the purge solenoid. Let's change the vent solenoid. Acura is weird. I got to tell you, they call both of them almost the same thing. I went out to AutoZonePro.com, and I started looking up parts. And, you know, AutoZone's taking their description from Acura. That's the way it works. And they listed it as canister purge solenoid and canister purge control solenoid. Which is which? Which one do I want? But AutoZone Pro made it easy because they have pictures of everything there, and I was able to line it up, and you know, they just made it so that I could find the part I was looking for. I wanted both, but there's actually a third. There's a rear canister purge solenoid. Whole nother animal, not what I was looking for, and it just threw a wrench into the work. So AutoZone Pro, it found me the part I wanted, and I was able to order it, put it in, and the vehicle was fixed. And, you know, it's funny where you need those little bits and pieces of information to fix a car today. Because of what Acura did, Acura's description reflected over to AutoZone, and they made it more difficult for everybody to begin with. Sometimes the manufacturers, I think, I question what and how and why they do things. One of the worst things in the world to go look up from a manufacturer is anything with screws, nuts, and bolts, because they list everything on an individual basis. And again, you're back to looking at pictures and you know, which piece do I need and how do I need it? So, and again, where AutoZonePro.com would really solve the day, and as it usually does. In the end, I was able to put this Acura back together, cleared the code, ran through another test. You see, and that's, I think, a critical piece to the puzzle that a lot of people don't do. I will always run through a test, and I encourage everybody else to do that. I always run through a self-test. It takes 5 minutes. Plug in the Opus, set it up, hit the self-test, let it go through again, and you will see everything work now. It's not a question. It's you can deliver that car with confidence and say, hey, this car is fixed. Look, here's the test result before. Here's the test result after. And listen, I didn't think to do this, you know, for any other reason other than I noticed every time you go to a doctor, they always test you before. They give you the pre and the post, right? Here's what you looked like before. Here's what you look like now. You're fixed. I said, gee, why can't we do that with cars? And that's sort of the way I'm thinking about it. So another one down the road, another one for the books. But just as weird as the woman who wanted to leave her suitcase because she was going to the airport 2 days later. So anyway, 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'm coming back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level.
Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Take your place in the driver's seat. Driver's seat. Driver's seat. Yeah.
Welcome back. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. Let's go to Randy in Virginia, 04 Nissan Titan. Randy, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Oh, thank you. Well, what I had happen on it is I squirrel mouse something ate two of the speed sensor cables after the connection to the harness. And so what I was wondering is, can I do a crimp connector in there? Will enough signal get through or not, do you think?
I don't like crimp connectors anywhere in a modern-day automobile. Randy, can you solder? Do you have enough there to solder?
Yeah, maybe if I peel it back a little more.
You know, if you need a connector, there are sources for connectors. Nissan, I don't believe, a lot of the Japanese car companies for some reason don't sell connectors, and I think Nissan's right there at the top of the list. But there are sources out there if you just search for connectors. Or you may find connectors at your local AutoZone. You could jump online and look online. Just look for the listing because they will break it down nice and clear and easy. Just type 04 Nissan sensor as your Titan as your vehicle. And then go look for ABS sensor connector or ABS harness connector and see what comes up. But if not, then, you know, there are other places that will sell just connectors. But you don't want to really use a crimp connect. You want to solder it and heat shrink it so that it's a good weathertight seal and a good, clean, clear contact, good connectivity and all that, because that will affect signal size and that can cause, you know, you'll be the guy who you'll sell the car and it'll end up in my shop in 2 years. Gee, I got this weird ABS problem where the right rear wheel locks up or something because it's poor signal because the wiring harness is degraded to that point. So, yeah, butt connects are not, you know, they're not a permanent repair in my opinion. All right?
Okay. So, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Randy. Good luck to you. Yeah, it's important, right? You know, you've got to look at the unusual when it comes to an automobile, and you can't. You know, good practice makes better vehicles. You know, case in point, All Data this month in their All Data news, they talk about a fix for it. Listen to this. They had a Ford Transit with a fuel pump issue. Let me find it. I had it here somewhere. Here it is. A 2016 Ford Transit went into a shop at 135,000 miles. The Transit quit running. The owner checked the fuses and found that the fuel pump fuse was bad, so he replaced it. The Transit ran, but fuse blew again, so he had it towed back to the shop. The technician replaced the fuel pump fuse again and went for a test drive with spare fuses in his pocket. While on the test drive, he noticed that the fuel filter blocked warning message came on just before the fuel pump fuse blew. A quick scan of all the modules revealed no codes. He replaced the dirty fuel filter with no luck. Then he tested the wiring. Everything was fine. He also replaced the fuel pump driver module and the fuel pump. Still no luck. He called All Data Tech Assist, and they came up with a resolution that they've heard from Ford. Now listen to this, right? That Ford knows of the issue, and they not only replaced the fuel filter and the driver and the pump, but they also replaced the wiring harness and the fuse box before they called Ford. Ford engineers told the repair shop and the dealership that they found out a failing alternator. Now think about that. The alternator's failing, and it caused the fuel pump to be overdriven, meaning it put out more than it was supposed to, caused too high of a draw, and it blew the fuse. So when you've got vehicle electronics such as a failing alternator can create an electrical problem for a fuel pump causing a fuse to blow, you can't put butt connects in. It just doesn't work. It's just not practical. All right. You know, in this case, from all data, they pointed out that the technician put an alternator and a fuse in it and good long test drive. And the engine ran fine, and the fuel pump fuse stayed intact. So you've always got it, you know. And I go back to, you know, in looking at this, I go back to the 80s. I remember General Motors had cars where the alternators were failing, the 3.1s, or was it the 3.8s, the Berettas? I remember this on a lot, the Corsicas. God, the names of cars, right? And the alternators would go bad. They would have bad diodes, and the ripple effect would actually feed up the wire right into the vehicle PCM and blow the PCM out of the car, the main powertrain control module. So you've always got to consider electronics when you're dealing with cars, and you've always got to consider electrical. Where did I start the hour, right? I was talking to Bart's daughter, Taylor, vis-a-vis the radio, and I said, you know what? If you want to be a mechanic today, learn electrical, learn electronics, understand Ohm's law, and, you know, be handy with a voltmeter, and you'll name your price in terms of repairing the cars of today, and always have a great career. 855-560-9900. By the way, I'm sorry, you can find more information about that at alldata.com. They've got their tech library out there for my shops out there that want to read that story, but it's a great story. 855-560-9900. To repeat myself again, I'm sorry. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, winding it down. Let me give you one last thought before we go away for the hour. We're doing a lot of headlight bulb work in the shop. It's interesting, right? And I think as the vehicle fleet ages, we're seeing more people obviously hanging on to their vehicles. Cars are expensive and repairs are expensive and we're all looking to drive longer. But I think, you know, and I'm in this category where, you know, the older you get, it's harder to see at night and you've got vision issues. So we did one this week. We had an 06 Toyota Highlander hybrid that came in. And, you know, Terry, she's out there driving in the dark and she tells me how it's hard for her to see at night. And, you know, it's difficult. She doesn't want to go out at night anymore because it's so hard to actually see. So we looked at the car. It had the driver's side headlamp was so badly clouded over. We were going to clean it, but we found we couldn't. And it wouldn't have paid off because there was actually a blister in the plastic. You could see that the headlight the headlamp housing was deformed. So we had to get her a new headlamp housing. The right side was new. She had been in an accident last year, and they changed the right side lamp. So the right side lamp was new. The left side lamp was newest, rather. So now she had two good headlamps. But the bulbs, you know, it's bulbs age, right? As bulbs age, they get to be, they wear out. Bulbs actually wear out. I should say it like that. Peak, right? Peak makes a great halogen set of bulbs. And in this case, we use the Peak Power Vision gold bulbs. And what a difference. It's like night and day. And then we got into the conversation, and Terry asked me about this. She said, you know, Ron, I'm concerned that my $350 headlamp, because that's what it was from the dealer. We put a factory headlamp in it. It was still available. And, you know, she said, you know, is it going to happen again? Is it going to get faded? I said, it can. I looked into it, and I found a company that we ordered a kit, and we're gonna try it, and it's got some great reviews. A company by the name of Expel, X-P-E-L, expel.com. These guys make wraps for headlights. I thought this was a great idea. Instead of doing the traditional clean it and wax the headlight, Expel, X-P-E-L, expel.com, makes a lens or a plastic wrap that fits over the headlight. They make all sorts of automotive wraps. That's what the company's claim to fame is, right? They do all kinds of protective coatings and layers of protection for the vehicle. And, you know, I thought it was a great idea. I never even thought of that, to wrap a headlamp like that. So we're going to try that out for her. And then, of course, obviously, we got our Power Vision gold bulbs from Peak over at our local AutoZone. You can too. And the point becomes that even the simplest things require, you know, attention to detail. The details count. What does Jack Reacher say in an investigation? Details count. Well, in auto repair, details count too. And you've got to pay attention, and you've got to, you know, and why didn't we put LEDs? I get that question a lot, and I know that's on your mind. You can't put LEDs in every vehicle. Sometimes an LED bulb in a non-LED housing will actually distort the light. It doesn't refract the light correctly, and it can actually be difficult to drive. I'm learning that lesson the hard way. I put some LEDs in the Suburban, my 04 Suburban, and I'm not happy with them, and they're going to come out, and I'm going to switch over to the Peak Power Vision halogens, and I'll probably get a better light out of that simply because it'll refract correctly inside the factory housing. There's actually a difference. You can actually buy LED housings, LED or halogen housings for your vehicle, depending upon what you want to run in it. So we learn something new every day. Not every bulb works in every vehicle. So, just something to look forward to. But if you're suffering and you've got issues where you can't see at night, you know what? Take a look at the lamps. Do they need to be cleaned? How old are the bulbs? In Terry's case, the headlamp bulbs on the left side were original. And bulbs do wear out. She's seeing the road ahead much clearer and much brighter, and she's very happy, so you can be too. I'm Ron Anady and the Car Doctor. Till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.